AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. Former FBI Director James Comey's been indicted again. Ed Donahue has details.
This time, the indictment is over a social media photo of seashells arranged on a beach.
And this indictment stands out.
Acting Attorney General Todd Blanche says the shells made out the numbers 8647, a threat to the president.
His alleged conduct is the same kind of conduct that we will never tolerate and that we will always investigate and regularly prosecute.
86 is a slang for getting rid of or throwing out. Donald Trump is the 47th president. Comey, who was fired by the president, has said it was a political message, not a threat. Speaking to Fox News last year, President Trump disagreed.
He knew exactly what that meant. A child knows what that meant. If you're the FBI director and you don't know what that meant assassination.
Comey was indicted in September on separate charges. The case was later dismissed. Ed Donahue, Washington.
Marking the 250th anniversary of American independence, Britain's King Charles addressed a joint session of Congress Tuesday.
From the bitter divisions of 250 years ago, we forged a friendship that has grown into one of the most consequential alliances in human history.
And the king also spoke of what he called a shared responsibility to safeguard nature.
We ignore at our peril the fact that these natural systems, in other words, nature's own economy, provide the foundation for our prosperity and our national security.
The United Arab Emirates says it's leaving OPEC effective Friday. In recent years, it's argued oil production quotas were too low. And Washington State's asked a federal judge to force a private prison operator to allow health inspectors into its for-profit immigration detention center in Tacoma. It's been the subject of thousands of complaints by detainees. This is AP News. Coming to theaters.
Summer movies kick off with The Devil Wears Prada 2.
Oh, that's not what you're wearing to the dinner.
Exploring changes in media since the first film. A Billie Eilish concert film and a new Star Wars featuring Pedro Pascal's Mandalorian are also on the slate in May.
We've all heard stories of the Mandalorian bounty hunter.
June brings Toy Story 5 and a new Steven Spielberg sci-fi film.
I'm a part of it now. I'm just sorry they made you a part of it too.
July features Minions and Monsters and Christopher Nolan's The Odyssey.
Promise me you will come back.
What if I can't?
August wraps up with comedies, horror films, and Ridley Scott's post-apocalyptic The Dog Star.
So what'd you do before the world ended?
I was kissing my wife, playing with my dog, wondering every day how I got so lucky.
I'm Julie Walker.
More stories at APNews.com. I'm Ben Thomas. Thanks for listening.